I was just from work at Chinoy. I saw someone who was discharged at Chinoy Hospital, dead by the gate of Chidarikiri's shop. I said to Mrs. Chidarikiri, "My Chidarikiri, look at this one, he's dead." She says, "No, he's been speaking to me." I said, "No, I saw him this morning. He asked me whether Petro could buy him bread. So I didn't have money. I had to ask someone, may I have half of bread and I'll give you money on my way back from work." But later, 5 o'clock, when I was coming back, I found the person was dead. Later, when I was at the house, the very night, I dreamed of Corinthians 1st, chapter 13. The first word which touched my heart, it was, "Though you can call God, God, if you have no love, he has nothing." So I thought, maybe, why did I see someone dead when he was in the hospital during my presence? But he didn't die at the hospital. Why did he die at the terminus alone? Why? So it was just a question to me. I slept the following morning, like asking Mrs. Marumaoko, my best friend. She says, "Oh, there must be something that God needs from you." So I thought maybe I'm the one who is being called for these people, as Isaiah 14 says. I went to see Mr. Mtemararo, a pastor of Anglican Church. I went to see Mr. Chiesa, who was just in the elder of United Methodist Church. I went to see Mr. Captain Chippy, Salvation Army, and as well as Mr. Chupoterek. I said, "This is what I've dreamed, and this is what I want you people to help me, because I can look for food for these people who are staying by the terminus opposite the Anglican Church." And then Mr. Chipotere said, "Yes, it's all right. I can give blankets." And Mr. Chipotere came with 11 blankets. Samuel came with 11 blankets.
And what are you expecting now?
I'm really expecting a tremendous life for these people, as long as I'm still alive.
Most of them, where do they come from?
Malawi, Mozambique, Zambia, South Africa. They come through social services and police.
What really motivated you to look after those people?
I thought really this is how our people could be seen, that we have taken our country with the reason we wanted to keep one another. I needed to encourage the pastors of churches, especially youngsters. Some of them are not interested. They only want the money from people. They don't want to look after homeless.